听力课堂，听 class.com。
Wonderful life，
滋味人生。
The tenth stop， Bhutan，
第十站，不丹。
Bhutan， the last earthly Shangri-La，
不丹，尘世间最后的香格里拉。
Ensconced between Tibet and India lies a tiny Buddhist kingdom, a jewel in the crown of the Himalayas known as Bhutan. Its people call it Drukyul, the land of the thunder dragon. It is believed that protective gods and vengeful demons make their homes in towering, virgin peaks which reach 7,500 meters into the sky.Steep walls of glacial ice give way to alpine forests. Mountain streams cut through gorges on their way to the warmer valleys and marshes in the heart of the kingdom. Here, like ancient hanging gardens, one landscape drops into the next before transforming once again, and finally descending to the untamed jungles and sun-kissed grasslands of the southern plains.Arctic cold and tropical heat almost collide within a distance of just 160 kilometers. Its richness and diversity combine with the teachings of ancient religious philosophy to make Bhutan unique. During the summer months, blue sheep called Barul graze on the steep slopes to the north of the kingdom.As a living Eden, the Bhutanese people strive to live in harmony with the elements and the wildlife which surrounds them. Sacred shrines dot this rugged landscape as constant reminders of another realm beyond the present world. Even in the most remote corners of Bhutan, evidence of the Buddhist faith is ever present. In isolated monasteries,in places of pilgrimage and prayer, and in shrines dedicated to the sanctity of all life. With over 5,000 different species of plants, Bhutan is like nature's own greenhouse. The floral canvas may seem strangely similar to the cultivated gardens of the West.Botanists from the West have carried away different varieties of flowers since the 18th century. But here, the originals are on display in their natural setting. This is the Himalayan blue poppy, the national flower of Bhutan. It has come to symbolize the rarefied beauty of this Himalayan kingdom. As the summer ends,The nomads prepare to leave the colder corners of Bhutan and descend into the warmer, sheltered valleys below. Next spring, they will return to the same stone shelter and fire ring. But for now, the valleys are left to the Barul. As autumn comes to an end in Bhutan's capital, Thimphu, the kingdom's monks begin their own ritual departure.Each year, they leave their summer monastery for winter quarters in the valley below. Sacred relics accompany the procession as the populace turns out to seek the blessings of Bhutan's supreme religious leader, the Jey Kempo. The date for this human migration is set according to a special Buddhist calendar. And as if following the same calendar,Black-necked cranes, which have summered high in Tibet, begin their own epic journey to the south. Wherever they are found, cranes have always been a symbol of longevity. The Bhutanese revere these elegant birds. In the Pobjika Valley, as in all of Bhutan, the cranes are protected. Since pairs mate for life, the arrival of a solitary bird can be a sobering sight. In this peaceful community, the crane is held in the highest esteem. Rains that fell during the monsoon are now channeled from all over the kingdom to form one of Bhutan's most impressive rivers, the Manas. The Manas gives both its name and nature to the surrounding region. Migratory birds like the Maganser duck join other refugees from the cold to enjoy the post-monsoon festivities. This is one of the last strongholds of the pure-blood Asiatic buffalo. Indian otters take a shortcut across boulders washed down by the monsoon floods. Bhutan is home to many exotic creatures, including this rare golden langur. These agile creatures hardly ever come down to the ground. They depend on an aerial network of interlinking branches. Any break in forest cover cuts off their lofty highways and limits the langur's movements. Forests have special significance to Buddhists as places of retreat from the concerns of the world. It was in a forest, sitting beneath the Bo tree, that Buddha gained enlightenment. In addition to its forests of prayer flags, Bhutan boasts the highest tree cover of any Asian country. Nearly 75% of the kingdom has its original forest, and it maintains one of the lowest rates of deforestation in the world. The Buddha is quoted in one of the sutras as saying, "The forest is a unique organism and a source of great good to us. It makes no demands for its sustenance and extends protection to all sentient beings, giving shade even to the axe man who destroys it." The axe man and the chainsaw have, during our century, decimated the Himalayan forests, leaving Bhutan as a unique and pristine oasis. Its forests provide protection to the many beings which find sanctuary within this Buddhist enclave. More than 700 species of birds are found in the kingdom, many of them endangered. These Bhutanese forests are home to several species of hornbill, which is quite exceptional. That the forests of Bhutan still provide sanctuary to various hornbills demonstrates the power and potential of Buddhism to protect and preserve the environment. Seemingly unconnected forms of plants and animal life give shape to the pyramid of interdependence, which millions of years of evolution have cultivated. In the kingdom of the Thunder Dragon, the morning sun rises over the icy Himalayan home of the snow leopard. The same sun warms the high valleys of the black-necked crane before setting into the tropical jungles of the tiger. This extraordinary range of environments and a special reverence for life have combined to make Bhutan the last earthly Shangri-La.
Notes. Ensconce.
隐藏安置
Buddhist.
佛教徒的佛教的
Himalayas.
喜马拉雅山脉
Vengeful.
复仇心重的利于报复的
Gorge.
山峡峡谷
Collide.
碰撞抵触
Barrel.
岩羊崖羊
Monastery.
修道院僧侣
Sanctity.
圣洁
Cultivated.
耕耘的栽植的
Botanist.
植物学家
Himalayan blue poppy.
喜马拉雅蓝罂粟
Rarefied
纯净的稀薄的
Nomad
游牧部落的人游牧民
Ritual
典礼宗教仪式
Relic
遗物纪念物
Populous
平民
Longevity
长命寿命
Migratory
迁移的流浪的
Merganser
鸟秋沙鸭
Stronghold
要塞据点
Boulder
大石头飘石
Exotic
外来的奇异的
Langur
夜猴一种长尾猴
Aerial
航空的高耸的
Deforestation
采伐森林森林开伐
Sutra
佛经经典
Decimate
大批杀害
Pristine
质朴的
Sanctuary
避难所